Well, on the phone, as we mentioned,
we did mention this.
Candidate for Attorney General of Maryland, the Republican candidate to oppose the incumbent, Brian Frosch. And his name is Craig Wolf. And we thank Mr. Wolf for taking a few minutes to talk to us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Craig. I thank you also for your service. I understand from your background here that you, after 9/11, joined the military.
I did. I couldn't see the young men and women going off to serve when I felt fit to do so. And so I found a way in. I joined the Army when I was 40. I went to basic training when I was 41. I did airborne school when I was 44, when I was 48. And I deployed when I was 49 to Afghanistan. And I'm still in now. I've been in 15 years now.
Outstanding. Thank you for your service. That's great. I at that age, I remember going through at 18 and 19. That was hard enough. But be that as it may, you've taken on a big challenge here in the state of Maryland. As I don't know if you've heard, but the Democrats seem to have a slight edge over the Republican party in Maryland, and you're going up against a known commodity here. What made you decide to jump in?
Well, look, I'm a lifelong Marylander, and I see the problems in Maryland, and I see an attorney general that hasn't been doing his job. He seems more focused on Washington
exactly.
than on Maryland. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems to me when you have Baltimore being the murder capital of the country, when you have 2,000-plus opioid deaths a year, when you've got us fourth in the country in trafficking of women and children, when you've got MS-13 and gang violence running rampant across the state, you need to have your attorney general focused on those issues. And so for me, it was just simply a question of doing something similar to what I did when I joined the Army. You know, if good people don't stand up, then bad things continue to happen. So I decided to leave my job and to run for attorney general full time. I left my job 2 weeks ago. And now I'm running full time. But I'm excited about this race. I think we're going to win this race. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. We do have Governor Hogan's endorsement. And we have most of law enforcement behind us as well. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how my opponent responds when asked the question, why after 4 years of you being attorney general is law enforcement behind your opponent?
That's a great question. Franco, go ahead.
Bouncing back to Mr. Wolf before the issues, talking a little bit about yourself, just for listeners who aren't too familiar with you, you're based in Howard County. And
so I live in, go ahead.
And worked as a prosecutor in Allegheny County and worked at the Federal Department of Justice, right?
Right. So I was actually from Baltimore County originally.
Okay.
And I worked for big firms in law school and after law school for a year. And it just wasn't for me. I wanted to do something that could make a difference in people's lives every day. So I actually applied to every state's attorney's office in the state, all 24 jurisdictions, and finally got an offer out in Cumberland. So I worked out in Cumberland for 5 years as a prosecutor. And then I got a job as a federal prosecutor in the criminal division in the child exploitation section, and I moved to Frederick. So I lived in Frederick for 9 years.
Right, that's where I remember you from. Yes.
And I was on the Central Committee for a time there. I was the vice chairman of it under Chuck Jenkins at the time, now the sheriff, of course. And then I moved over from there and went to Capitol Hill. And I was on the Judiciary Committee under then Chairman Senator Hatch, who is now, of course, retiring. And then I moved from there to the private sector as a general counsel of a trade association and later the president and CEO of that trade association.
Well, outstanding. That's why I was talking to Frank Pryor off the air, and I was saying, look, I knew this man, and now I know why. Yeah, because you were quite active.
There you go.
Yeah, very good, Craig. And of course, you've always respected my opinion and always asked me, you know, which way you should do things, so I really appreciate that. That sounded good, didn't it?
Of all the issues out there, it sounds like your number one issue taking on Brian Frosch is that he's too concerned with issues that aren't directly affecting Maryland. They're too federal government oriented.
Yeah, they're not germane to the state of Maryland.
Right. So, you know, he sued the administration about 25 times now.
Right.
And, you know, and so, you know, what I say to that is, look, we've got 8 congressmen and 2 senators that we pay good money to send to Washington. And if you have a problem with the administration, they're the ones who should fight policy battles. And you don't turn a court into a policy arena, okay? It is a legal arena, and it should be used only for proper legal action. So I have a problem with that. And let's face it, not one of those lawsuits, not one of them, is going to protect a little kid from being shot on the streets of Baltimore. Not one of those lawsuits is going to take somebody and remove them from opioid addiction. Not one of them is going to take a little girl off the streets being trafficked by gangs. There's a waste of Maryland taxpayer dollars and resources that should be better focused on what's going on in Maryland and the problems we have here.
The 287G that we have in Frederick County that our sheriff has jumped in on and has become a leader in the country with, how do you feel that fits in with your philosophy?
Look, I think that the Attorney General should work with local law enforcement, county law enforcement, state law enforcement, and federal law enforcement as well. And I'm frankly chagrined that my opponent really has not done that. You know, the federal government and the federal justice system has very strong laws, and they have great penalties, more severe penalties, and no parole. And so, you know, it would be nice if the Attorney General worked with the U.S. Attorney to try to send some of the worst offenders to the federal system. And by the way, the U.S. Attorney would be happy to work with him. I met him back in April when he'd been in office for 5 months, and I asked him a simple question. I said, okay, you've been in office for 5 months. What is your relationship with the Attorney General? And you know what he said? He has not heard word one from him in 5 months. Not a congratulatory email, not a congratulatory phone call, not a cooperative, you know, outreach, nothing. And, you know, again, it doesn't make sense to me. You need to work with law enforcement at the federal level and in the local level.
You named what is not getting enough attention. Now, let me turn that back to you and ask, what can be done about crime in Baltimore City, opioids, gang activity, that kind of thing?
Well, it's funny, you know, a couple weeks ago, Mayor Pugh came out with the very idea that I've been pushing, and that is working with the federal government to take the worst offenders off the streets, because the problem is, that my opponent has engineered in this state catch and release across the state by killing bail. And so you're returning all these people back on the street. So you've got to work closely with law enforcement. And what I view the role of the Attorney General as is it's kind of like a leadership position where you're working with the feds and working with the local officials to try to figure out which offenders need to go. And then obviously in terms of the Attorney General's role, recommending to the legislature new laws that could hopefully have more bite in them that take the battle back to the streets and go after the most violent repeat offenders. That's where we really have to focus our energy. And I also think the Attorney General needs to actually work with the governor. The governor's working hard, you know, and public safety isn't a partisan issue. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. If your kid's killed on the street, you just want your Attorney General doing the job. So you have to work with the governor. You have to work with the law enforcement community. You have to work with the recovery community and the public health community on the opioid issues. You have to be a leader. And that's where I think my opponent has not done his job.
Are you as fortunate as our governor that has received endorsement from the Democratic Party? Are you seeking, or have you received any endorsements from the other side of the aisle, so to speak?
Absolutely. I've reached out to a number of them. I hope to get them. I also have a number of Democratic sheriffs endorsing me and hope to get a couple of state attorneys as well. But I'm a Republican running. You got to run for office. But my feeling about the office, the Attorney General's office, is once you get an office, sure, you're running the political party, you're running a political race. But once you're in, it's not about politics. It's just about doing the job, and because you're representing everybody at that point. Now, I have no fault with my opponent when he was a delegate or a state senator representing his constituency, which was very, very, I think, hard left type of constituency. Yes. But I happen to think now, you know, when he's Attorney General, he's supposed to represent everybody, and he's not. And he's just focused on things that are not helping the everyday citizen, the bread and butter, the kitchen table issues that matter to them every day.
Craig, I appreciate your call today, and I also encourage you, when you get in the Frederick area, if you'd stop by or give us a call, we would appreciate having you on live and bring your get your opinions on some of the questions going on. All right, I might as well ask you this. Did you see the president today in his speech, in his press conference with Putin? Did you get to see that?
No, I'm driving all over the state, so I did miss that. So
Thank the Lord.
I can't really comment on that. But you know, even if I could, I wouldn't, because I think it's important the Attorney General focus on Maryland,
Amen.
Not on Washington.
Sounds great to me, Frank.
Just one more thing.
Go ahead.
I'm looking for an issue that our Attorney General now is focusing on that's not a Washington issue. And the latest is the news out of our voting system in Maryland being linked to a Russian oligarch. The Attorney General is being asked to take a closer look at it. Have you thought about this at all? I know it's just been a few days this came out, but Do you think it's the Attorney General's role to take a look at it?
Yeah, I think the Attorney General should be looking at it. I'm actually glad that he's doing that. But the question I have is, where was he when this contract was signed several years ago? Why wasn't there some sort of oversight at that time, or when the sale of the software took place? And the hardware took place. So I don't know enough about it at this point, but it seems a little late now that the ownership has already changed and nobody seemed to be following it. But I give him credit for actually doing this now, but I think it should have been done a couple of years ago when this actually took place.
All sounds right. Great. Craig Wolf, a candidate for Attorney General in Maryland, running on the Republican ticket. Again, we encourage you and invite you to join us live if you're up in the area.
How do we find out more about you?
How do we do that, Craig?
Sure. So you can go to the website. My website is www.wolf4ag.com. Or you can go on Facebook and just type in Wolf for Attorney General. That's spelled out, or not the number four, but it's Wolf for Attorney General. And you'll find all of my postings, a lot of my events coming up. And I am coming back to Frederick, and looking forward to being in Frederick many times over the coming months. So